A groundbreaking trial has examined the problems around HIV treatment in Africa. The results of the trial, supported by the Medical Research Council, look set to revolutionise the way that life-saving antiretroviral drugs are given. Despite recent dramatic reductions in the cost of HIV drugs that should allow many people from the poorest countries to access the treatment they need, there are still practical and economic barriers preventing many of them from getting it. People using antiretroviral drugs in the more wealthy Northern Hemisphere have regular blood tests to check for the side effects of the drugs, such as anemia, and also to look at how the drugs are working, the CD4 test. Analysing the results from these routine blood tests can cost so much money, and the distances people need to travel so great, that patients in developing countries may still not be able to access the drugs they need. So how do we solve this? Diana Gibb, a professor of epidemiology from the MRC's Clinical Trials Unit in London, was involved in the DART trial, a large-scale project in Africa that set out to examine this problem.
DART stands for Development of Antiretroviral Therapy in Africa. This was a long trial. It took place in two countries, in Uganda and Zimbabwe, nearly 3,500 people, so the biggest trial in Africa. We weren't asking whether the drugs worked. We know they work. They work in Africans just as well as in the north. We were asking how to deliver them. So the question was, can you safely deliver treatment in a rural setting without doing regular blood tests to check on both side effects and how well the drugs are working?
Patients in the trial were split into two groups, and the influence of regular blood tests on their survival was monitored. One group received regular blood tests as normal, while for the other group, medical staff did not get blood test results unless the patient showed some sign that their health was failing. If this alternative approach was made more widespread, it would really bring down the cost of HIV treatment and would mean that many more people could access it. The results of the trial were astounding. For the first 2 years, no difference was found between the survival rates of the two groups. After 6 years, there was only a 3 percentage point difference. This was probably because the immunity test can help doctors to decide when the medication needs to be changed. Despite this small difference, survival for both groups was around 90%. Given that without any drugs at all, this value is around 8%, the drugs were having an incredible effect on survival, regardless of whether regular blood test information was used.
So the message is very clear. Spend your money on rolling out more treatment. So you've got to think about how you use your money. I think that doing the test for side effects is a total waste of money. Doing the test for CD4s should not ever stop people going on treatment if you don't have those tests. Because at the moment, less than half of the people who urgently need treatment and are likely to die fairly soon are getting it in Africa.
For the people who took part in the DART trial, there was so much good to come out of it. Not only did they receive life-changing drug treatment, but they went on to touch the lives of those around them.
These medicines do have an amazing effect. So people who are nearly dying tell amazing stories about how they got their lives back. And they became real activists. So they helped to destigmatise HIV, to promote prevention messages. They went back to their villages, encouraged people to be testing. And there were lots of those kind of benefits that went alongside being part of a clinical trial for them.
That was Diana Gibb from the MRC Clinical Trials Unit in London, explaining how the DART trial could change the face of HIV treatment in Africa. I'm Julia Graham from The Naked Scientists. For more news and interviews, visit us online at thenakedscientists.com.